Good Tuesday morning, beloved. Again, thank you for inviting me into your homes for this morning's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we find ourselves in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. Here, Paul was probably the first Christian missionary to Corinth, and he founded the church there. You can read about that in Acts 18, 1 through 18. He begins his letter with the words of greeting and thanksgiving, and then states that he has received a short report concerning dissension among the believers. His appeal is for them to put aside their differences, and he reminds them of their union with Christ. So, let's begin reading 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. From Paul, who was called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and from our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God which is in Corinth, to all who are called to be God's holy people, who belong to him in union with Christ Jesus, together with all people everywhere who worship our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. I always give thanks to my God for you because of the grace he has given you through Christ Jesus. For in union with Christ, you have become rich in all things, including all speech and all knowledge. The message about Christ has become so firmly established in you that you have not failed to receive a single blessing as you wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be faultless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is to be trusted, the God who called you to have fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. By the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, I appeal to all of you, my friends, to agree in what you say, so that there will be no divisions among you. Be completely united with only one thought and one purpose. For some people from Chloe's family have told me quite plainly, my friends, that there are quarrels among you. Let me put it this way. Each one of you says something different. One says, I follow Paul. Another, I follow Apollos. Another, I follow Peter. And another, I follow Christ. Christ has been divided into groups. Was it Paul who died on the cross for you? Were you baptized as Paul's disciples? I thank God that I did not baptize any of you except Crispus and Gaius. No one can say then that you were baptized as my disciples. Oh, yes, I also baptized Stephanas and his family, but I can't remember whether I baptized anyone else. Christ did not send me to baptize. He sent me to tell the good news, and to tell it without using the language of human wisdom, in order to make sure that Christ's death on the cross is not robbed of its power. And today's key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, where it says, God is to be trusted, the God who calls you to have fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And it's interesting that here, just shortly after the establishment of the Church of Jesus Christ, within just a few years, we find divisions in the church. People want to say, oh, I'm a follower of Christ. And another says, well, I'm a follower of Paul. And the other one says, well, I'm a follower of Apollos. And they're already breaking up into groups, determining that, you know, their leader is better, their pastor has more knowledge, more wisdom, more insight, more whatever. And this is the beginning of how we have gotten to this point 2,000 years later, where the church is completely fractured. You have everything from Catholics to Charismatics and Lutherans and Baptists and Methodists and Presbyterians, and you name it. Why? Because people have committed the same sin today that they did 2,000 years ago. They fractured the Church of Jesus Christ. And in so doing, they have weakened the Church of Christ. Satan is no longer afraid of the Church of Christ because we are so busy divided and fighting amongst ourselves that we are of no danger to him. Well, it's time for the church to wake up. It's time for the church to come together. It's time for the church to be one as God is one. And when that happens, then the devil is surely going to have his hands full. Let us pray. Holy God, your servant Paul reminds us that you have called us to live in union with Christ Jesus. Yet at times there may be issues that cause divisions among us. Give us patience and understanding to work through such issues and unite us in thought and purpose. May your will be done, O Lord, so that your name is glorified. Amen. Well, our Tuesday morning together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow when we'll be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 31, where the Apostle Paul discusses the wisdom and power of God versus worldly wisdom and power. Until then, may God richly bless you.